Hillary Clinton will make history tonight when she becomes the first woman to accept the nomination for president. We wondered what senior citizens in Milwaukee think of the historic development, so WUWM's Marty Michelson stopped by the Washington Park Senior Center. Most say it's time.
Delois Johnson has just finished eating lunch at the Washington Park Senior Center. She says she didn't think she'd live to see a female presidential nominee.
No, I did not. I didn't even think I'd see President Obama in my lifetime.
Johnson notes that the former Secretary of State has weathered a few storms on her way to this week's nomination for president.
So I think she can handle it. She's handled all this persecution of all these senators and people about Benghazi and stuff, and she's still standing strong. She didn't let this stop her.
Johnson says she admires Clinton's independence.
Bill Clinton was saying last night that he had to ask Hillary three times to marry him. She kept refusing him. She kept doing different jobs, and she was a strong woman. She didn't really need Bill Clinton. She did her thing.
And I was listening to all he said. She really bought him out. She's caused him to be who he is.
Geraldine Black says she also learned more about Hillary Clinton this week from the speech her husband, the former president, delivered at the Democratic National Convention.
I didn't realize that she was in all these different things before. So to me, she's really capable of being the next president.
In a nearby room at the Senior Center, Theodius Nelms is watching a game show, but he says tonight he'll be tuned into Clinton's acceptance speech.
Because she's motivated and she got the experience because her husband at first was the president and she knows the ropes to be president.
Roger Pryor is busy snapping pieces into a large puzzle. He's another senior who plans to watch Clinton's speech tonight. Pryor says he hopes she talks about the violence weighing on people's minds.
What's happening around the world, people killing each other and shooting each other, not having love in their heart. In fact, everybody doesn't have love in their heart. I have love in my heart, and I want to see more love with everybody. It'll make the world a better place. She sees what's going on in the world. She's been around the world, in different countries.
Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.